The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The apostles could not escape the importance that Jesus gave to forgiveness in his preaching and in his actions. Peter had obviously been pondering this message, and one day he asked the Lord. This is according to Matthew chapter 18, verses 31 to 35. If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus uses this question as an opportunity to amplify his teaching about mercy and forgiveness, which is illustrated by the parable of the king and his unforgiving servant. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. The servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan." Later on, the gospel continues, this very servant refused to forgive the debt of one of his co-workers, although it was comparatively very small. We are told that this servant of the king owed his master a huge amount. Now, the original Greek text identifies this amount as 10,000 talents. And the general consensus is that a talent was equivalent to about 20 years' wages. So at a pay rate of today's minimum wage, 10,000 talents is equivalent to about $2.9 billion. That's the total debt of the servant to his king. This servant, in turn, was owed 100 denarii. Now, a denarius was one day's wage. So his debt was the equivalent, or what was owed to him was the equivalent of about $5,800. Now, if somebody owed me that much money, I would certainly want it back. However, compared to what the servant owed the king, it's a trifling amount. Jesus is not giving us a lesson in economics or debt reduction, of course, but in forgiveness. And we see that in the contrast between the merciful ruler and the unforgiving servant, a contrast which could not be clearer. God in his mercy makes it easy for us to receive his forgiveness. How can we not, therefore, be forgiving to others? This is also one of the few times in the gospel in which Jesus' teaching comes with a warning. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Forgiveness is hard, but as the Catechism says, God's outpouring of mercy cannot penetrate our hearts as long as we have not forgiven those who've trespassed against us. That's from Catechism paragraph 2840. So how do we forgive? Well, it's not a feeling or emotion, but an act of the will. In other words, it's a decision that must be renewed, sometimes often, maybe even every day. The parable teaches us that there is no limit to God's forgiveness, neither should there be a limit to ours. Let us pray to the Lord and ask for the grace to forgive others as he forgives us. God bless you.